Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now let's check in with the snowed in parts of the country, and I want to go to Martin Hassett. He's in Killinall in County Tipperary. Good morning, Martin.
Oliver, how are you?
Not so bad at all. You work and train with horses, is that right? How are you getting on?
That's right. With great difficulty, but we're managing.
Oh, God. You work where, tell us?
I work in Coolmore Stud, but I have race horses myself and the brother there. We train a few race horses with the family there, so a bit of everything.
Very good.
Coolmore are the paid wages, and the horses are they're a sideline.
Paying the wages of a lot of people down there, Coolmore Stud. It's well known, of course.
Yeah.
You work there. Are you far away from work, and were you able to get to work this week?
Yeah, no, about 7 miles from Coolmore. But look, with the weather warnings, I rang my manager there, Tom Lynch, and I said to him, look, we're probably going to need a tractor to get in and out. And in fairness, I got one of these big John Deere's, or as we call them, Deere Johns. And I'm driving. I've got to walk in and out, put lads out of ditches, brought papers. My brother's just after dropping in a paper there into Esther Lahey in Ballintohor. So I'm on the way with another paper to Michael Guinan. So we're trying to keep everything going.
You're bringing supermarket goods and newspapers to
some
of the people.
Yeah, well, my sister has a shop in Killinall there as well, so she supplies the papers. It's a small shop and a bit of bread and milk, whatever. We're trying to keep everyone going. And in fairness, Coolmore, no problem, get tractors and just turn up the heating. That's all, drive
on. So give a wave to whatever John Deere is going by your house around Killinall.
Yeah, that's me.
So you got to work yourself?
Yeah, I got to work, yeah. But from the racing point of view, with the horses at home, it was challenging because we were, I'd say, over 2 days without electricity and with no walker and horses, trying to get horses that are ready to run and keep them without killing themselves in stables and they're getting fresh. So once the walkers came back, they came back there in the evening time. We got the horses on the walker there and we kept them on it for a couple of hours. They were over from probably 5 o'clock on in the evening up to 9 o'clock and we mucked them out and it wasn't simple, like. And with the you have the other problem then with no electricity, I have my own pump and well and trying to keep water. And
you're getting water from the well, yes, you'd be afraid of freezing over, wouldn't you?
Yes, and that's a challenging, as any farmer or horseman will tell you, this time of the year, this is the time that horses will drink water, or cattle will drink water.
And amazing.
It's only now you realise it.
Amazing you can exercise the horse. But Martin Hassett, thanks a million for that. That's Killinall, County Tipperary. We said Mullingar is the coldest part of the country, and the Hill of Uishnock is around there. It's a sacred heart of Ireland. So we're joined on the line by the Hill of Uishnock tour guide, Ruth Illingworth. Good morning.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you on this very cold morning?
You're on the Hill of Uishnock, I believe.
I'm on the lower slopes of Uishnock. I'm not up on the summit because it's a bit cold. And although it's not actually very breezy, but I can give you a description of what it's like.
Do tell us what you can see.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's absolutely beautiful morning out here.
Wow.
The sun is shining down and it's this kind of frost, a bit of snow. Not very much snow, but there's snow along the fields, and it's the visibility is just fabulous. And that's one of the things about Uishnock, you know, which was the sacred centre of ancient Ireland, a place of high kings of Ireland, as important in Tara in its own day. But one of the things that Uishnock has is this incredible view across Ireland.
Yes, how many counties can you see from the top?
20 counties and all four provinces.
That's extraordinary. You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah, from you don't even have to be actually up on the summit. There are various places on the hill where you can see 5-6 counties at a time. And from where I'm looking, totally blue sky, sun's up now, temperature's beginning to go up. It's about -2 or -3 now. And I can see, looking eastwards, I can see over towards the Wicklow Mountains, Dublin Mountains. There was a guy back in the early 1900s who claimed he could see the O'Connell Monument from Uishnock. Now, I think he must have had exceptional vision.
He was exaggerating a bit. But that's a gorgeous description. Thank you so much, Ruth Illingworth. And I'm glad that temperatures are getting higher now, because I think that orange warning is being lifted at 11 a.m. for the worst affected counties this morning. But that's Ruth Illingworth on the Hill of Uishnock, and Martin Hassett in Killinall in County Tipperary. Thank you both so much.